While Barack Obama has drawn the ire of diehard tax cutters by proposing a top income tax rate of 39%, his opposite number in Britain has outdone him by 11 points. Prime Minister Gordon Brown has proposed raising the income tax rate there on the wealthiest Britons to 50%. Members of Brown's governing Labour Party seem to approve of the idea, but dissenters have warned of everything from an exodus of creative talent to the demise of England's premier soccer league. Well, when we hear ominous warnings in Britain of the end of civilization as we know it, we call Simon Hoggart, columnist for The Guardian newspaper. Welcome, Simon.
Hello.
And did I catch you while you're packing to move to Monaco?
That's right. Yes, my income from The Guardian is so enormous that I will be absolutely crippled by this. I'm going to have to sell several Ferraris and a yacht, to say nothing of my mansion in the country with its 82 bedrooms.
Who are the leading and loudest complainers there in England about this?
There are lots of complainers, yes. It always baffles me a bit, actually, because really they're not being asked to spend very much indeed. And you realise that when you get to a certain level of income, it doesn't make very much difference. So it puzzles me. We always get this stuff about we'll be leaving the country, movie stars, rock stars, businessmen, and, as you say, sportsmen. And somehow they never keep the promise. The tax goes up and they keep on staying. You know, maybe it's just too much trouble to move.
Well, I read that Andrew Lloyd Webber is up in arms about this.
I know. Wouldn't that be tragic if we lost him? I wonder if you'll gain him and have some of those terrible, dreary songs to listen to all the time.
He might discover that we pay state income taxes here also and the rate gets pretty high. Now, run us through the argument that I guess was voiced by a leading soccer coach, we would say football coach, in Britain, that this really could lower the level of playing in Britain, which is considered the highest in the world.
Well, that's because the Premier League, which is the soccer league here, does pay enormous salaries. We're talking about several millions of dollars a year for the really top stars, and they're not going to get anything like that if they go and play in Germany or Italy or Spain. So they'll grumble. As I said earlier, they'll have to sell one of the Ferraris, but you know, it won't really make very much difference.
Would this make the UK an unusually high tax area within the European Union?
Well, we're talking about people who earn something like $220,000 a year. So it really is going to affect very, very, very few people. And, of course, it's actually far less than is charged in some of the Scandinavian countries where they have much greater tax rates. And they seem to be fairly prosperous and they seem to be capable of holding on to their successful businessmen, whether it's the people who make Volvo cars or singers such as ABBA. Though interestingly, Annie Freed, one of the stars of ABBA, and they're all immensely rich now because of the movies and the stage play, she chooses to live in England. Now, whether we're going to lose her, if she's going to go back to Sweden to pay even more tax, I don't know.
You don't think it's a Scandinavian obsession to pay taxes that brings...
They love paying taxes. They just adore it. Yes. For them, April is just the kindest month, as T.S. Eliot didn't say. They get to write an enormous cheque to the taxman.
Simon, always a pleasure to talk.
Okay, thank you.
That's Simon Hoggart of The Guardian newspaper, speaking with us from London about Prime Minister Gordon Brown's proposal to raise the top income tax rate in the UK to 50%.